The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we'll have a bit of a contrast. First up, we have actors from the Red Mask Players in Danville. They are performing the farce Rumors by Neil Simon, first presented by Red Mask in 1995, and their latest round of performances begins tomorrow and continues through April 7th. Four of the actors will be with us to give us a couple of preview scenes. Later on the hour, we'll be visiting with a duo who play respectively cello and guitar. They're called Montana Skies, and that is really putting it as simply as possible, just saying cello and guitar. We'll tell you more later when they arrive and play for us live in the studio. They're going to be performing at Charleston's Dowden Fine Arts Center at 7:30 tonight. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's ukulele player Jake Shimabukuro, who's from Hawaii, and that was from his disc called Peace, Love, Ukulele, or ukulele if you prefer. I like the Hawaiian pronunciation. And he was here on our show not all that long ago, I think, when he was playing in Bloomington. And I like to play folks we've had on the show. They are kind enough to give us CDs when they're here. And then we can let you know about them just in case they come back or just to spice things up in any event. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And first up on today's show are four actors from the Red Mask Players in Danville. They're putting on Neil Simon's Rumors starting tomorrow, shows that run through April the 7th. So I guess that's three weekends worth of shows. And this is a show, as all of them are this season. It's their 75th anniversary season. So they're all shows that they have done at some time or another before. This was first presented by Red Mask in 1995. And the four actors we have with us play the roles of Chris Gorman, played here by Marianne Laker. Ken Gorman is Brad T. Smith. Ernie Cusack is Wilbur Bolton. And Cookie Cusack is Sue Doherty. Thank you all very much for coming in. So who gets to give the overview of this play? I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Well, this play is a party, which sounds like it should be a lot of fun. It's a 10th anniversary for one of the couples, but things go wrong before anyone even gets to the door. The party opens with a gunshot and goes downhill from there.
Yeah, I imagine it would. And I assume that bad things follow the gunshot. I mean, you know, somebody's hurt and
yes,
so on.
Yes, the deputy mayor of New York City and the guests at the party are not sure whether he tried to commit suicide or not. They're trying to cover it up to avoid a scandal. They want to hide it from one another. And the secret comes out over the course of the play, and people react badly.
Well, it says here that people are trying to get their story straight. Which usually results in bad things if the story isn't exactly true. So do I gather correctly from the last names of your characters that we've got two married couples here?
That's correct, yes.
Are any of you actually married?
We are not,
to
but this
each
is
other?
Not the first time that Wilbur and I have been married. We've actually been married on stage before.
Yes.
Is this typecasting for you, that you only play each other's spouse?
No.
Well,
at Christmas, I did visit his room in Wings with a wand, but that was as the ghost of Christmas Past, when he was Scrooge.
Wilbur Bolton was here before as Ebenezer Scrooge on that particular occasion, and Sue Doherty, who was talking, so they're Ernie and Cookie Cusack. Do you say Cusack or Cusack in the play?
Cusack.
Cusack,
Cusack.
Yes.
Okay, well, I got that right for this purposes anyway. Well, I know we brought in some scenes to do something live for us to give us an idea of this. So why don't we start with whatever's first, and somebody set this up for us.
Well, this is the opening scene of the play. As Chris Gorman and myself arrive at the home, we come to find the house locked. We've heard gunshots go off, and end up having to break in the house to find out what's happened. And, the story will all unfold from there.
All right. From Neil Simon's Rumors, Red Mask Players, here on Live and Local.
Oh, my God.
Did he call yet?
Wouldn't I have yelled up?
Call him again.
I called him twice. They're looking for him. How is he?
I'm not sure. He's bleeding like crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's all over the room. I don't know why people decorate in white. If he doesn't call in 2 minutes, call the hospital.
I'm going to have a cigarette, Ken.
After 18 months, the heck you are. Hold on to yourself, will you?
I can't believe this is happening. Oh, God. Ken, the phone is ringing. Hello? Dr. Dudley? Oh, Dr. Dudley, I'm so glad it's you. Your service said you were at the theater.
Is that the doctor?
I never would have bothered you, but this is an emergency.
Is that the doctor?
I'm Chris Gorman. My husband, Ken, and I are good friends of Charlie Brock's.
Is that the doctor?
It's the doctor. It's the doctor.
Why didn't you say so?
Dr. Dudley, I'm afraid there's been an accident. I would have called my own doctor, but my husband is a lawyer, and under the circumstances, I thought it better to have Charlie's own physician. Well, we just arrived here at Charlie's house about 10 minutes ago, and as we were getting out of our car, we suddenly heard this enormous...
Don't say anything!
What?
Don't tell him what happened.
Don't tell him.
Just do as I say.
What about Charlie?
He's all right. It's just the powder burn. Don't tell him about the gunshot.
But they got the doctor out of the theater.
Tell him he tripped down the stairs and banged his head. He's all right.
But what about the blood?
The bullet went through his earlobe. It's nothing. I don't want him to know.
But I already said we were getting out of the car when we suddenly heard this enormous... What? What did we hear?
We heard...
Just a minute, Doctor.
We heard an enormous thud.
Thud?
When he tripped down the stairs.
Oh, good, good. That's good. Dr. Dudley, I'm sorry. I was talking to my husband. Well, we heard this enormous thud. It seemed Charlie tripped going up the stairs.
Down the stairs.
Down the stairs, but he's all right.
He's sitting up in bed. He'll call him in the morning.
He's sitting up in bed. He'll call him in the morning.
You!
He'll call you in the morning.
You're very sorry you disturbed him.
I'm very sorry I disturbed you.
But he's really fine. Thank you. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Thank him and say goodbye.
Oh, thank you and goodbye, Doctor. What? Just a minute. Any dizziness?
No dizziness.
What? Can he move his limbs?
Yes, he can move everything. Get off the phone.
They got him out of Phantom of the Opera. Yes, he can move everything. What? Any slurring of the speech?
No slurring of the speech.
Don't yell at me. He'll hear it. No slurring of the speech.
I've got to get back to Charlie.
Any what? Any ringing in the ears?
I can't believe this. No, tell him no.
Yes, a little ringing in the ears.
I told you to say no.
It sounds more believable to have ringing.
Oh, jeez.
Who? His wife? Myra? Yes, Myra's here.
She's not here. Don't tell him she's here. He'll want to talk to her.
Dr. Dudley, my mistake. She's not here. I thought she was, but she wasn't.
She just stepped out. She'll be back in a minute.
She just stepped back. She'll be out in a minute. Yes, I'll tell her to call.
This sounds incredibly exasperating.
And the cover-up hasn't even
and
begun
And that's
yet.
The beginning.
That's the first scene.
Well, it's from Wheel Simon. Good grief. Neil Simon's Rumors, described as a farce. And it certainly does seem to be setting up that way. Marianne Laker and Brad C. Smith as the Gormans, who are showing up at a party, and bad things have already happened, but not as bad as they could be. So I introduced this by saying that these are all plays this season to celebrate the 75th anniversary that you've done before. I don't have any idea how long you all have been around. Was anybody in that first one in 1995?
Yeah. Yes,
you were in that show. Really? Did you play a similar character, different character?
I played Cookie, the role that Sue is playing this time.
How about that? So what's different from Red Mask then to Red Mask now?
Oh, boy. Well, there's been some face changes, of course.
this was only considerably older.
Well, it hurts more than you
fall. Well, I hope
some of you are considerably
blood,
older.
Right?
Quite a bit of new blood.
Yes, thank goodness. It's, you know, we've had a lot of new blood come in, and that's been wonderful. This was only my second show with Red Mask at the time, and I was able to do it with my husband, who played Lenny, is not here, but
And with our current cast, actually, we have one cast member who would not have been born at the time the show was on, and one who would have been about two. So
there is new blood. Well,
yes,
that's encouraging.
We have some youngsters in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that makes sure that your company stays healthy and keeps going, provided
yes.
you can still raise the money that one needs to do these things.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but to have made it 75 years, that's fantastic. Well, let's see. So we've had the first scene. How far in do we get before what happens next?
Okay, this next scene is when the next couple arrives. Claire and Lenny have arrived on the scene, and they're trying to figure out what's going on because they can tell there's something wrong, but they're just not sure what it is.
So you guys are actually stepping out of your official character into somebody else's character at this point.
Yes. Our actual Claire and Lenny are at work.
The nerve.
And why are they taking so long to get dressed? What's that about, huh?
What are you so suspicious for? Give the people a chance to come down.
Oh, you don't notice anything is wrong?
Yes, I noticed. I noticed the towels are in the bathroom were piled up in the sink and not the rack. I noticed there's only a sheet and a half left of the toilet paper. I think it's sloppy, but not a scandal.
Really? Well, I'm not so sure I'd rule out a scandal.
You think I don't know what you're talking about? I hear what's going on. I hear rumors. I hear gossip. And I won't listen to that stuff. You understand? He's my friend, and she's the wife of my friend.
Fine. Okay, then. Forget it.
I don't listen to filth and garbage about my friends.
I said forget it.
All right. Come here.
What's wrong with here?
They could hear us there. Here's better. Will you come here? It's not good.
What's not good?
What I heard.
What did you hear?
Will you lower your voice?
Why? We haven't said anything yet.
All right. There's talk going on around about Myra. This hurts me. Stand on my other side. I can't turn. There's talk going on about Myra and Charlie. Only no one will tell it to my face because they know I won't listen.
I'll listen. Tell it to my face.
Why would you want to hear things about our best friends? He's my best client. He trusts me. Not only about investments and taxes, but personal things.
I don't do his taxes. What's the rumors?
You won't be satisfied till you hear, will you?
I won't even sleep with you until I hear. What's the rumors?
All right. Your friend Myra upstairs is having herself a little thing, okay?
What kind of thing?
Do I have to spell it out? A thing, a guy, a man, a fella, a kid, an affair. She's doing something with someone on the sly somewhere, and it's not with Charlie, okay?
You don't know that. You only heard it. You haven't seen it.
Of course I haven't seen it. You think they invite me to come along? What's wrong with you?
Another little bit of trivia about that particular character. Sue Harden, who's our director this time, played that character in her very first appearance on the Red Mask stage.
Oh, really? So she's got insight into this show, and it'd be interesting to ask her if she had, if she was making any attempt to recreate that original production now, or do you know?
I do know, absolutely, that she wanted to do something very different, tried very hard not to make it the same production it was. She loved the production they did before, but there are just more than one way to interpret the show. And
yeah, sure. Well, another way to keep your company moving forward is to not always, if you do the same play, don't do the same thing with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you do have new blood. Even if you yourself are not new blood. But if you move from having played in the play to directing a play, you know, that's a whole different approach. This sounds like the guys in here are the ones with the paranoia going on, or just do things get changed with other couples? Or
oh,
as the play
it moves
proceeds,
all the way around.
I think that the paranoia and little quirks and craziness is pretty evenly split between the genders in this show.
Seems fair enough and rather realistic as well. Well, we haven't heard yet from Wilbur Bolton. We have time for one more.
Okay.
And we want to be sure to get you. Or will you be playing your actual character of Ernie?
Yes, I will. Ernie is Charlie's analyst. And Cookie, his wife, is a television chef. So...
And is this based in New York?
Yeah, actually, it is.
Sounds like it would just have to be.
Okay. And this is when Cookie and Ernie have just arrived at the party.
So we're still relatively early in the play, sort of as people get at it.
Right. Yes.
It's from Neil Simon's Rumors Red Mask Players production.
Where's Ken?
Ken? Ken's with Charlie.
And Myra?
No, Myra's with Ken. They're waiting for Myra to get dressed.
Oh!
What is it?
A spasm. It's gone. It's all right. It just shoots up my back and goes.
You all right, Poops?
I'm fine, puppy.
Listen, maybe we should all go and sit outside. It's such a beautiful evening.
Okay. Okay, you kids, what's going on here?
What do you mean?
You think I don't notice everyone's acting funny? Three people want to get me drinks. Chris wants me to hear this funny story, and Lenny wants us all to go outside. Everyone's creating a diversion. Why? I don't know. Am I right?
No wonder you're such a high-priced doctor. Okay, someone's going to have to tell them.
Tell them what?
About the surprise.
What surprise?
The surprise about the party.
What surprise about the party?
Well, I think it's the cutest thing.
I'm sorry. I think I'm going to have to sit down.
Oh, I'll help you.
I'll do it.
The cushion. I need the cushion.
Here it is.
You all right, chicken?
I'm fine, Pops. So what's the big surprise about?
There you go. Now I want to know. But I guess that's the idea of choosing these scenes, sure. So we had Wilbur Bolton as Ernie Cusack, Sue Dardy as Cookie Cusack, and then Marianne Laker, were you playing, you were back to your original character?
I'm playing Chris this time.
You were playing your own character, Chris Gorman, and Brad Smith also as Ken Gorman, there from Neil Simon's Rumors, which is being put on by Red Mask Players in Danville. The show opens tomorrow at 8 o'clock, continues through the 25th for the same time shows, and actually all the way through the 7th, Friday and Saturday shows are at 8 o'clock, Sunday shows are at 2 o'clock. If you want tickets, you can phone area 212-442-5858 or email redmaskplayers@hotmail.com. That's easy enough to find. Well, we appreciate your coming in, and I hope that the second time around for Rumors is as successful as I presume the first one was in this year. 75th anniversary season. Congratulations for getting there, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's live and local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for the duo called Montana Skies, who are going to be playing at the Charleston Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University, a concert tonight at 7:30. Support for our broadcast today comes from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas are served every evening until 2 o'clock a.m. Brunch is also served on Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 2:30. Information on menus, wine, and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com. You heard a couple of tracks, both by Lennon McCartney, from the very first CD by the group, who will be joining us very shortly as soon as they are set up here after our first segment. They're called Montana Skies, a guitar and cello duo who are going to be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight at 7:30. More from them live very shortly. I thought I would give our events calendar now in the middle of the show. I usually try to do it at the end, but give a little more setup time here. So today being Thursday, that means that tonight at 7:30 is sort of the second opening night for Mel Brooks, The Producers, being put on by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. They actually opened the show last Thursday, and performances continue tonight through Sunday. 7:30 tonight, tomorrow and Saturday, 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Illinois State University's new music festival continues with a concert tonight at 8 o'clock at Kemp Recital Hall. It's the fourth and final concert in that Red Note new music festival. The Bogside Zooks play Irish music at Donnelly's Shamrock Pub in Peoria tonight at 7:30. The Millikan University Theater Department presents the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee at the Albert Taylor Theater on the Millikan campus in Decatur tonight at 7:30, also Friday and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. Community Players Theater in Bloomington is presenting You Know I Can't Hear You When the Water's Running. That's 7:30 tonight through Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. Illinois Wesleyan University's Wind Ensemble is giving a concert tomorrow night at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts at 7:30. Blackburn College Theater presents Xanadu, the musical, at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tomorrow night at 7:30. The Illinois State University Jazz Festival is happening at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts in Normal tomorrow and Saturday at 8 o'clock, both nights. The Traditional Jazz Orchestra is at Bouvon's in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. The Aduki Trio play jazz at Michael's Restaurant in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6. Bacha Calado are playing at Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. It's the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band at Turtle Run Golf and Banquet Center in Danville tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. We have support. Oh, that's not what I mean to say. I mean to say this, that Illinois Public Media is 90 years old. We'll kick off a year of memories and celebrations with a visit by Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. Join Andrea and the WYLL news team for a wine and cheese reception at Campbell Hall on Wednesday, April 11th. Tickets are $25 a person. Call 217-333-7300 for reservations. Montana Skies, coming up live in our studio shortly, we'll continue with another track from their very first album, self-titled, here on Live and Local. Those were the last couple of tracks, actually the last three tracks, from the first album by a group called Montana Skies. We heard Jonathan Adams' own December Morning, that's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, a traditional tune called Bridget O'Malley, and then an old, old Irish tune by the composer Turlo O'Carolan called Lord Itchikin or something like that. And it features the Adams family. I'm sorry, the Adams duo, music for cello and guitar. As I said, the very first album that they produced, we got it in our studios about 8 years ago. Not sure when it exactly came out, but they're going to be playing tonight at Dowden Fine Arts Center on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston for a concert at 7:30. And they have an interesting rig, which is why it's taken a little time to get set up here, because there are not one but two cellos, and this is just a small representation of what they'll be playing at the show tonight. One of those cellos looks like a stick to me, with a bunch of strings on it. The other one looks perfectly normal. But the Montana Skies duo are Jonathan and Jennifer Adams, and we thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you. I'm really glad we could stop by and see you soon.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to talk too much because I want to hear some of what you're about. We've got a computer rig going on here. We've got these funny pads with numbers at Jonathan's feet, and then some other thing at your feet there, Jen, and other things I can't even begin to identify. But I do recognize a cello. But let me just ask real quick, how did you get started in this particular particular duo?
Well, we actually met each other at the University of Georgia, studying music there. And, you know, I saw Jen in the practice rooms and heard her play. And our friendship grew from there. And we decided to try music together. And we found that there was not much music at all in existence for guitar and cello. And so we started basically arranging and composing our own music, which at the first glance seemed like it was going to be a difficulty, but it's kind of turned into a freedom for us in exploring a lot of different types of music with what we do. So
right,
that's how we got started.
When we started talking about what we wanted to play, we discovered that we had this desire to play classical rock and to play different kinds of things on our instruments. So that's part of the way that we have come to incorporate the technology and the little unique cello that you were describing. It's my 6-string electric cello, and we call our music classical fusion because we're playing taking the classical training that we have, but then playing things like Pink Floyd or Charlie Daniels, or incorporating percussion and layering our sound too with live looping. So part of the setup is John's Mac computer. We have all of our sound routed through that, and we're layering everything live on some songs, not every song, but some songs we want more layers, and we do that. And then the electric cello I'll play for you guys today live, and of course in the concert. It's really fun because I get to stand with it, and it's a totally unique cello. Lots of fun incorporating the full spectrum range of the string orchestra. But I think we're going to start with a new song called Locomotion Commotion Potion, LCP.
LCP, for sure. I heard you refer to LCP earlier, and I'm thinking, oh, is that a new drug I don't know about yet?
Yeah, you want in on it?
Yeah, sure. Well, let us all in on it
right now.
All right,
let's do it.
Montana Skies, Jonathan and Jen Adams, who are going to be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight at 7:30. They're live in our studio. Montana Sky is the name of the duo here, guitar and cello, Jonathan and Jennifer Adams. And okay, was it Locomotion, Motion, Potion?
Very close. Locomotion, Commotion Potion.
Commotion Potion, LCP. I knew LNP didn't sound right, but LCP.
Yeah.
Which is a new composition by them, and they're going to be playing tonight at Charleston's Doudna Fine Arts Center on the Eastern Illinois University campus. That's tonight at 7:30, and they're live in our studio. Right now with the whole looping rig and so on. We mostly had just a little of effects going on there, and you have kind of a stomp box there under your foot, your right foot, John. And I noticed that between the first CD, which we have actually had in our library here, Jen, you've changed your look just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like I've become myself. I must be a late bloomer, but yeah, you know, I just feel a little bit more like myself with shorter red hair, but I did start out...
Shorter red, high sort of semi-punky sort of style.
Lady Hawk.
Is that what you call that, a lady hawk?
Or a faux hawk.
A faux hawk, yeah, one or the other.
So, yeah.
And you're a pretty animated cellist. Were you always that way, or have you bloomed into that as well?
I think I bloomed into that as well. Yes, I'm apparently speaking too close to the microphone, you guys, so sorry if I'm blaring your listeners away. I don't feel right if I don't move with the music now, and I think that it progressed with the music, with the fusion part that I was telling you guys about, starting to hit on my cello or... one of the things that I like to do in my cello playing is what I call just caveman bow, like just, you know, really like heavy arm, you know.
I can see that from all the broken strings.
So when you're doing that, you know, you're more animated. You know, if you're using your whole arm and your larger muscles, it just naturally happens. So I think that that's where the moving around came from. Plus, feeling free from, thinking, oh, I can't do this, break this rule, or I can't play like that because what will people think, or what are the classical rules? And realizing that there really are no rules. I mean, music is an expression of, you know, oneself, and hopefully to have people, you know, feel something when you're expressing that. So I think letting go of my own conflict of, oh, I can or can't do this, also helped free me up musically, and the physical part is an expression, I think, in the end, of feeling that freedom.
Well, if you're going to call yourselves a classical fusion duo, you've already thrown the rules out the window, so you can define that how you want.
Right. Right. And that's what our group name means for us, metaphorically speaking. It's not only musically about feeling free, but also just in our perspective on life, about living without boundaries, without regret, and living from a place of joy, and trying to appreciate the now that you have and what you have in the now. And for us, that is in the name, Montana Skies.
Well, speaking of the now, we don't have as much of the now as we would like, and I sure want to hear this funky electric cello you brought, which is
right on.
Funky in a number of different ways. It's only about 2 feet long, maybe, something like that, 2.5 feet long.
Yes.
And it's got 6 strings, so that makes it different, too. It's got a shoulder strap and a hip rest.
Yes.
So you can stand and play it, and it only goes, you know, from about your top of your ear lobe to your bottom of your hips.
Yeah.
That's about as long as it is.
Yeah, this cello has 6 strings. The middle 4 strings are A, D, G, and C. They're the same strings as the classical cello. Then I have a high E that takes me in the violin. And then I have a low F that takes me in the bass range. So it's very unique cello made by Ned Steinberger, a little bit north of Portland, Maine. And he's very innovative and wonderful maker, and I'm very happy to share it with you and in tonight's show, too.
So the instrument itself is truly a crossover in a different sense of the way that word is usually used. Yeah. It's Jonathan and Jennifer Adams, who are Montana Skies, and they're going to do something a little different now for us.
Let's see. Well, you played a little bit of Eleanor Rigby from our CD,
so we did.
I think we'll do something else. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We're going to play an old Mason Williams song called Classical Gas. Do you want to start at the intro or?
Just with the chord.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Montana Skies playing live in our studio, their own arrangement of a tune called Classical Gas. They're going to be at Charleston's Doudna Fine Arts Center tonight at 7:30 for a concert. For more information, you can go to eiu.edu/Doudna. That's for Eastern Illinois University, eiu.edu/Doudna. And the duo are Jennifer and Jonathan Adams, and Jen playing on this six-string, shortened, narrowed electric cello.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, Kevin, is that this cello, the playing area is not any shorter. It just looks very different.
Because you're missing the whole body as a regular instrument.
Yeah, and then the neck's actually wider than the acoustic cello because I have those two extra strings, but it does look a little bit like, you know, we were joking earlier, I put it in the wash or something. But if people want to see videos of us, I'd like to suggest they check out MontanaSkiesMusic.com. And we have lots of video there. We're also on YouTube and plenty of things for people to check out to see if they'd like to come to the show. And free things that they can start enjoying music before they even arrive tonight.
Sure, and we'll put up a video, short video from today's show eventually up on our website. It will also have up the archive of the show. Well, we are glad that you took the time to come in, and wish we had more time, but we've teased people enough, I hope, hopefully get them out to the concert tonight.
Oh, it was our pleasure. I'm
so
glad you had us.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR and Classical Music for Central Illinois. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. It's a minute past 1 o'clock.